Reading. We learn much more about our patients through their family history as well as their medical illnesses. This story is a great example. Mrs. Goh was an elderly Cambodian immigrant. Her daughters took turns bringing her to her appointments. They would provide commentary as they all spoke English. When I first saw Mrs. Goh at the UW, she had diabetes and pretty severe renal failure. I worked diligently at managing her diabetes and tried to forestall the inevitable failure of her kidneys. She would always smile at her appointments. Smiling was the universal language Mrs. Goh and I communicated through. As her kidneys worsened, I discussed the possibility of dialysis with her. "Absolutely no," was her answer. Mrs. Goh did not like the idea of being kept alive by a machine. One day she came in with her daughter, who said, "My mother is very sad today because her husband died yesterday." Mrs. Goh did not smile that day, but she did tell me she wanted to start dialysis when needed. I asked her why she had a change of heart. She said, "My children need me. Their father died. It is not right for me to die right now." I sent her to a nephrologist to prepare her for dialysis. She returned for the next visit and said, "No dialysis, no dialysis." She said she didn't trust the kidney doctor. When I asked her why, her translator, William, said, "Mrs. Goh can always trust you because you smile. But the kidney doctor never smiles. She cannot trust him." I told Mrs. Goh that the doctor was very trustful and that I would like her to give him another chance. She looked at me and smiled. She told me she would do so. I knew Dr. Fung, the nephrologist she saw. He cared deeply about his patients, but he just didn't smile a whole lot. I had teased him a lot when he was a resident to try to loosen him up. I called him up and said, "Make sure you laugh and smile all the time when you see Mrs. Goh." Mrs. Goh went back to see Dr. Fung, and soon her dialysis started. She grew to love Dr. Fung and fully trust him. A few years ago, Mrs. Goh became extremely depressed after a stroke. She didn't open her eyes or respond to anyone in the hospital. Her daughters were very worried. I went by to see her one evening when the whole family was present. I wasn't sure what to do as I didn't speak the Cambodian language and William, my trusted translator, was not around. I went over to her, grabbed her hand and said, "Mrs. Goh, it is Dr. Pao. Will you share your beautiful smile with me?" She opened her eyes, looked at me, looked at her children, and then smiled. Then she started to talk. Her daughter told me she was saying, "Dr. Pao is here. Did you know Dr. Pao is here?" She slowly improved and had an excellent response to treatment for depression. What happened a few weeks later will stay with me as long as I live. Mrs. Goh came to a clinic with William. I was surprised at how talkative she was. She usually chose her words carefully. I asked her how she was doing. She said she was very sad. When I asked her why, she told me she had always dreamed of growing old with her large family around her. I was puzzled by this comment, as I had met her three daughters and two sons. I knew she had 11 grandchildren. That seemed like a large family to me. I said to her, "You have a large, beautiful family." She then told me the horror she had kept to herself all these years. When she was in Cambodia, her five other children and four siblings were killed in front of her by the Khmer Rouge. I was reeling when I heard this. Tears filled my eyes. Then William said he also had lost most of his family at the hands of the Khmer Rouge. His eyes filled with tears. I was crying, William was crying, and Mrs. Goh sat expressionless. 2 years ago, Mrs. Goh fell and fractured her hip. Her family took great care of her at home. At one of her last visits with me, I looked her in the eye and asked her how she was feeling. Mrs. Goh said something to William. He said to me, "Mrs. Goh wanted you to know she did not understand a word you said." I laughed and once again saw her beautiful smile. She passed away a little over a year ago. I miss her very much.